and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-7...
So who moved it, you think? You're good as you are.
No, I'm talking about who moved
this tape. It can move, like, over time just from being rubbed. By and then itself. It's hard. Yeah, well, we move it, the hosts.
888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question in a minute. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can still listen to the show as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And today is, I believe, Labor Day or Memorial Day, one of those days. Everything is shut down. The government is closed. Labor Day, I'm being told. Today is Labor Day, Socialist Day. So enjoy your Labor Day. Enjoy your Labor Day. No labor, no Labor Day. How does that make sense, says the Anchor Baby? Amazing. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So, not only is it Labor Day today, the office is closed. And the government, the banks, and the post office, everything closed. But not only is it Labor Day, every Monday, we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday.
Pull my life ahead to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
Oh, girls just wanna have fun.
What a mess! amazing. Okay, amazing. So, if you were not at the fellowship yesterday, don't worry. It was amazing, but you missed it. Don't worry, you can podcast. So, there's some tape here that let me know where to sit, like in between, and somebody moved it. And I was asking about that. If y'all wonder what's going on. All right. So if you were not at the fellowship, you can podcast. If you didn't get a chance to watch it live or you were not there, you can podcast it. You can podcast. All right, whatever. Now the tape won't stay. All right, it's Labor Day, so. Oh, Lord. Do we have a new piece of tape I can put here?
Yeah, I can get a new piece.
Okay. You can podcast it. Sorry about that. You can podcast. Yesterday at rebuildingtheman.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Amazing. Rebuilding the man. No, bring it over. Why are you putting it way over there?
I'm trying to do it quietly while this over image here. Is up, Jesse.
Nick tried to repair the tape, now it's all crooked. And look, it's all messed up right here.
Let me do that. I'll focus on that. You keep going.
RebuildingTheMan.com/church, right? We dealt with last week, biblical question of is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? I say no. There is absolutely no difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. I know that in the Bible it says that the God of the Old Testament burned down cities, set them afire, and killed men, women, and children because of their sins, and that he was so ticked when he couldn't find but one righteous person, he decided to, according to the Bible, he decided to drown out everybody. They say he sent the waters and the flood, and everybody were killed, except for Noah and his family, and a few animals, and they say he saved two of each kind of animals, Noah, his wife, Noah's children, and two of every animal. And he one, Noah. Noah, so you're the only one down here doing the right thing. I'm warning you, I'm about to flood everybody out and kill everyone. Except for you and your family, and take some animals with you. Two of each, and one of each kind, male and female. And so go and build a boat, build an ark so you can get your family on it. You're the only righteous one down here. Kill everybody. I'm going to kill everybody else. And so you get ready. This storm coming soon. And Noah cool, thank you. Thanks for looking out. And Noah built the ark, according to the reports. And he was able to save his family and some animal, male and female animals, because they said God planned to start all over again, right? And so it sounded like, and then over Solomon Gomorrah, nobody over there was right. So they killed, according to the Bible, they killed every man, woman, and child. And then, but they still warned some people, you better be leaving here, a couple of people. And there was one woman that they said, okay, you better leave, but don't look back. And she left, and on the way out, she looked back. And when she looked back, according to the word, is in the word, she was turned into a stone of ice. Salt, not ice, but salt, a pillar of salt. Isn't that amazing? So that's the God of the Old Testament. And then God had a change of mind for a while. He's like, you know what? I'm going to send my son, and he's going to save y'all. I think to kill everybody else, the God to kill everybody. What the? And Christ came. First, that story about the storms and the killing of everybody, I absolutely do not believe it. Period. I don't know who wrote it or why they wrote that, but I don't believe it. Even it may be true, and it may be my fault. But I do not believe it. And the reason I don't believe it is because God, the true and real God, is nothing but love. In him, there is no revenge. In him, there is no hatred. In him, there is no judgment. In him, there is light and perfect love. Think about that. How can a God who created us, the men and women in his image, how can a God create his children and then kill them? It reminds me of parents, earthly parents, human nature. That's not the God that created heaven and earth and human beings. So I don't believe this story. I don't know why they wrote it that way. Sounds like deception. But okay, because a lot of people believe the story. And I did for a while. But I now know that the God that created me is a God of love. And you think if you have not overcome your anger, your emotions, your old nature, you think God is like you. Vicious, me, and punish. He even said, being a father to you, something like, you try to give your children good things. I, as a father, will give you even better things. Does that sound like murder? Human beings, because of deception, parts of the Bible, and teaching and society, have fallen for a lie. And we all have, and we suffer until you return to the Father and you see that he's all love. So I want you to reflect on this. For those men and women who want to be free of the lie, of the misery, the emotional that come with thinking and feeling, you can be free from it. Think about this. God said, I'm going to send my son down there in the Old Testament because everyone was subject to evil. There was no way out. Satan owned everyone, in a matter of speaking. He controlled them completely. And as a result of everyone, or nearly everyone, being angry and resentful, they were fighting each other and just, and the stuff you see now that human beings are doing to the children and to each other and relationships and out there in the world, it was 100 times more than that. Evil, nothing but evil ruled the people, and there was no way out. Satan owned everyone, and there was no one pure at heart. And so God looked down, and he decided, you know what? I got to go and save my children from evil. And a long story short, he decided, I'm going to send my son. My son who is not guilty of anything. He is not hated. He is not judged. He is not resentful. He is not sin, right? He's of love. He's perfect. Perfect in the image of the Father, the light. And he said that, I'm going to send my son down there so that I can destroy evil, conquer death, destroy the spirit of the devil. And then I'm going to let the devil take my son in so he can make the sacrifice down in hell, because my son did not deserve, the devil did not deserve to take my son into hell. He hasn't done anything wrong. But the devil, so he sent his son. And think about this. He said he sent his son for the lost, for the ones who need salvation, for the sinner, for the lost. And he sent his son, and his son, long story short, conquered evil, conquered death. There is no death anymore. There's nothing but love. And he said to his son, I want you to tell my children how to return home, how they can come back to the Father. And Jesus said, okay, pretty cool, thank you. He came down and he told his children, here is the way back home to the Father. The Father sent me, and in me he gave me a message to give the lost. That you can now return to the Father by forgiving, admitting that you are evil and that you have no love. I've conquered death. You're fine. Admit that you have no love. Pick up your cross, your ego, and follow me. Follow me. And those who heard the message and could see the message for themselves without other people telling them, but they can see it, it was clear, they picked up their cross, and they followed Christ back home. And they made God, and once again, God became their Father and their God. No other God. They love him more than anyone or anything else. More than the world itself, more than the material world, more than family, more than anything. And then they love their enemies as themselves, because they realize we're all the same. You're only divided because you think you are. You're in your imagination. And so he sent his son who conquered the devil, evil, and destroyed it. And evil no longer has power over the people. Amazing, huh? So my question is, why would God flood you out, burn you out, kill men, women, and children, and yet send his son to save you? Think about that. He sent his son for us. Why would somebody write in the Bible he killed everybody? And that God is a mean, jealous God. And God was mad because there were no righteous people on earth. He sent his his son for the sick and the lost. If he didn't love you, he would not have done that. If he was going to bring you out, why would he send? Who was he sent to save? He even said that it was for those who know that they're lost, something like those who think they're saved, like the government and the preachers and everybody. They think they don't need Jesus. They think they found him. It's not for you, the intellect, the intellectuals, but it's for those who know that they're lost. So the God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New. He loves you then, and he loves you now. He's not even punishing you now. You just think that he is because you've been lied to by your parents and by society, the teachers and everyone. And you cry for no reason at all. So whomever put all that mess in the Bible about him flooding people out, I mean, if you really think about it as an individual, that's a contradiction. He sent his son to save us, but yet he burned us out. He flooded and killed everybody. I don't know what that was about, except deception. And not only did he say, he told his son to let us know, he told his son to let us know that all of your sins have been forgiven. They've been wiped away. They don't even exist anymore. But yet, you and I and everyone have been told you're sinners by your parents who are lost, by the society who is lost, and the churches that are lost. You still think you're a sinner. And so because you believe it, so is a man thinking so as he is, right? You act like one. You're afraid. You get revenge. You gossip. You hate. You judge. And you're afraid of dying. And you think, someday I'll be free. Someday when I get to heaven, I'll be free, you say. Not even knowing, because you believe so many lies, generation after generation. You even omit where in the New Testament, Christ said when he came down, he conquered death with love and power and authority. You don't even hear at all. He said, it is done. It is finished. You are free. Your sins have been wiped away. Now you can come back home by entering into the kingdom of heaven from within. Live from within and you'll be fine. But you won't even accept that. You're like, no, I got to suffer some more. I got to suffer some more, you say. He said, you don't need to be in cultural rituals anymore. You ain't got to wish a Mary and all that mess. Live and walk in the spirit of truth. The kingdom of heaven is within. Live from within, not without. But you still live without because you've been lied to. You don't understand how deeply you've been deceived. And you study and study and study, and you never find what you're looking for because you won't look within. There are a lot of people who believe in revelation, right? revelation. They are waiting for Christ to come down from the sky. They think the sky is going to split, part, separate, and Christ coming down from the sky. And he's going to have a bunch of, he's going to be on an eight-headed horse, named chariot, whatever they call it. And the glory of the Lord is coming down. And he's going to take back all those children of God. Revelation, right? And the end time is coming. And for a lifetime, they've been telling you it's near. And it still ain't happened. What the? The revelation is here. I can feel it, they say. It's near. Forever, they've been saying that. You know what I realized lately from reading? That the book of Revelation almost did not end in the Bible at all. It was added to the Bible 300-some years later, after the Bible was completed. Isn't that amazing? Revelation was a book that some guy said he had visions about. Who was that? Hey, who had the vision of Revelation? They saw these things, the two-headed snakes and whatever in the sky. What was that guy's name?
A guy named John, but it may not have been the John that a lot of people think, according to the stuff.
Some guy named John said he had a vision in Revelation. He either had a dream. He probably had a, what's those things you get when you overeat? Heartburns. He had a dream about Christ coming down from the earth, from the sky, and two-headed animals and all that mess. And so Revelation, it took 300-some years, something like that, for Revelation to be added to the Bible. And Hate going to tell us how it was added and why. And they even said they voted on, some group of people voted on adding Revelation to the Bible at all. They voted. Everybody was for doing this, except one person. And they decided, okay, we're going to add Revelation to the Bible, but it cannot be taught as a doctrine. It cannot be taught as a doctrine. You want to mention it in your discussion, that's fine, but you cannot teach it as a doctrine. They taught it as a quote-unquote doctrine, and now people are stuck on Revelation, and it's all made up due to somebody's dream. Tell us how Revelation and why it was added to the Bible.
Okay, so the East versus West churches had a conflict. And this is in Rome, the Roman Empire. The Christian world was split into the Western Church, Latin-speaking, based around Rome, and the Eastern Church, Greek-speaking, based around Antioch and Constantinople, according to the AI. The West said, yes, include it, because it helped comfort Christians facing brutal Roman persecution. And the East said, no. Major early church leaders in entire regions flatly refused to use it. All but one moment, in 367 AD, or Common Era CE, if you want to be Antichrist, a guy said, published a list of the 27 books he thought should make the New Testament. And so the church councils met to finalize the canon. Council of Carthage, 397. Bishops argued against Revelation, but it slipped in because...
Hold that thought. I'll be right back.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Happy Labor Day for those who are celebrating it. Enjoy your day off. Relax. Reflect on your life. All right? Reflect on your own life. And be free. Announcements. Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Like the videos. Amazing. Like the videos. So are you doing your show today or Big Bump going to do it? Or both?
I think we're going to try co-hosting with Big Bump.
Big Bump is on today. On the Hake Report, he's co-hosting with the Hake. Hake is going to do his best to do his show today. All right? Right after JLP, after my show, at 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11. And today is a holiday, no American Anchor Baby. He's taking the Labor Day off. No laboring for him. The American Anchor Baby, no show for him today. All right? And check out all of our merch at jesseleepeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.com/store. Amazing merch there. All right. So I just want to finish up with last week's biblical question. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? No. God was love, is always love, and he sent his son because he's of love. And he cannot and will not, he can do what he wants, of course, but he will not hurt his own children. Satan does that. You do that to one another, but God never does that to anyone. All right? And so we were talking about how the revelation almost, it came 300 years later. It almost didn't even make the Bible. Because some guy, John, named John, said he had a vision and made up all this stuff. Amazing, huh? And people following it, they believe they are waiting for those things to happen. And the job has already been done and completed. So Hate was telling us how Revelation was added to the Bible. Was it 300 or so years later?
Yeah, it was. So the Revelation was written around 90 or something like that, A.D., which if you listen to Bill Lockwood, Revelation is not a prediction of the future, but a sort of a vision explaining what happened in the past.
Yeah.
Because Bill Lockwood says that it was completed in A.D. 70 when all that stuff went down, persecution of Christians and all that. And so a lot of people rejected it, but a lot of people on one side wanted it to be true, and they thought that it was about the future, but normal people think it was actually about the past. And it smelled like a forgery. It was being used by dangerous cults in their minds, and it contradicted Jesus's character. In the earliest Gospels, Jesus is a shepherd who heals the sick, preaches forgiveness, and submits to a peaceful death, or submits peacefully to a death. And in Revelation, Jesus is depicted as a warrior riding a white horse, wearing a robe dipped in blood, with a sword coming out of his mouth to slaughter nations and mash his enemies in a giant wine press of wrath. So early church leaders felt this was violent. According to the AI, info may be false. But a vengeful portrait of Jesus completely ruined the message of love and mercy that he actually preached. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Now you see why you're not free. You've been lied to about God in the Old Testament and about Revelation and all this. And religion set you up for this. All religion set you up to be losers for the rest of your life. To always feel like there is something to wait for. To make you think that somehow or another the day of judgment is coming. And crazy people waiting for a day of judgment rather than living now and believing Christ when he said, it is done. It is finished. Your sins have all been wiped away. There's nothing to be angry about ever, 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 ever. Forgive as you are forgiven. They don't want to hear that. They'd rather wait for a day of judgment and suffer. The Catholic religion, the Orthodox religion, the Christian religion, Allahu Akbar religion, the Jewish religion, all these religions set you up. They're like the government. They use you. And they use you up. And you don't mind. You'd rather believe the lie of suffering than to believe the truth of being free. Isn't that amazing? That is mind-blowing to me. And I understand it, though. Revelation didn't even, it's not even supposed to be taught as a doctrine, and it shouldn't even be in the Bible, according to the reports. But yet, some people are waking up, but people are waiting for the day of judgment. It's finished. It's done. Why not live now? Why not see that all your sins have been forgiven? Why not pick up your ego, your cross, and die from it? From your thoughts and your emotions and your past and your future and your possessions and your things that keep you in the darkness of your mind, judging of yourself and others. Why don't you want to be free? And that's why I say you can't help people. People want to be miserable. They want their thrills. They want their anger. Human nature is evil, and they want it. They don't want to hear that they don't have to worship anybody or anything. They don't want to hear that at all. No, no, don't tell me that, they say. I want to worship. I want to pray to the saints. I want to pray to Mary. I want to pray to the pastor. I want to feel bad. No, don't tell me I'm free. I want to lead a lie of my imagination and emotions, they say. But a few men and women say, you know what? I didn't know that. I didn't know all I had to do is forgive. Admit that I'm wrong for hating. And then die from the illusions of who I think that I am. Of what I think I am. Of what I think I have or don't have. They're like, uh-uh. They don't want that. They'd rather believe a bucket full of lies. And the church is willing, too happy to give it to you. So the God of the old Bible is the same God of the new. I mean, Old Testament, the same God of the new. Do what you want with that. Really, you have a right to stay in your misery. God's not going to interfere with you. He's not going to judge you, and I am not going to judge you either. Because I understand. They'd rather make a request prayer to Mary than through Jesus, straight to God. They have made to believe that Mary is up there praying for you. So Mary, pray for us. You the mama, they still believe in the woman. You the mama, pray to the Father for me. And Jesus never told them to do that at all. But you can't convince them, you can't do that. Amazing. Isn't that amazing? How insane you must be that some church can tell you that Mary will pray for you, make your prayer request to Mary. When Jesus told Mary to go sit down, be quiet. If you had been seeking the Father, you would not have been worried about me. Even her own son rebuked her. And now the preacher told y'all to pray to Mary. Mary will intercede for you. Amazing. Brand new biblical question. A brand new biblical question. Another doozy. Another doozy. Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Brand new biblical question. Now do you see why human beings are so mean and nasty to themselves and others? Human nature is wicked. It's not your deeds, it's your nature that needs to change. Because a whole lot of people think they're going, good deeds. I did, I fed the hungry, I prayed over the sick. I did this and I did that. And so they, and because their nature have not changed, they're going to do good deeds to cover up the fact their nature have not changed. Good deeds is not going to change your nature. You're still evil. Isn't that amazing? Good deeds don't, it's not the deeds, it's the nature. You can feed the homeless, go visit the sick in the hospitals, pray for one another, do all that. But your nature is still wicked. And your deeds are, you're doing the deeds so you can feel good about yourself. But feeling good about yourself and giving wrong impression about yourself is not changing your nature. Amazing. Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? One other quick thing. That's a new biblical question. Now, for those men and women who want to be free from all the brainwashing that from the church and your family and society, you can be free and suffer no more. While you live right here on earth, you can overcome the world. It's really up to you. And there are men and women working on themselves, and they are overcoming. Amazing, huh? I want to show you another perfect example. This is an outer example of evil that's coming from the government and others. That's coming from the government and others. This is the setup. This is part of the destruction. This is the setup where you will always be in fear and things will never get better. Except that you become an individual and overcome the world, you won't be affected by this or anything that the world or your family members or anyone else does. This is from leadingreport.com. I don't think anyone on the planet would be surprised by this because everybody knows that the man is hated by men and women. The man is hated, and there's an effort to destroy him in more than one way, but especially by putting the woman over him in charge. And they know it because they see what happened to the blacks. The blacks were destroyed, not all, but most, because they took the man out of his proper state of being by giving the woman free government and stuff. And told her she didn't need a man, and put the woman in charge. And look what happened. Look how out of control each generation is getting. They are and are getting worse. And they say, wow, this really works. And now they're doing it to all men in our country. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. LeaderReport.com is reporting. Women account for 98% of U.S. job gain in August. Women accounted for 98% of U.S. job gain in August. Why do you think that is? That's a setup. Women gained roughly 158,000 jobs compared with just 4,000 for men. Women gained 158,000 jobs compared with just 4,000 men for men. Think about that. Why do you think that is? Your enemy is the government and religion. All religion. And each religion thing is better than the next. It's right and the others are wrong. But they're all wrong. 4,000 jobs. The men only got 4,000 jobs. Making up nearly all of the month net employment growth. I had heard a report that in this month of August, 150,000-something new jobs were created. The women got them all. They didn't go to men. How are men supposed to provide for their families, for themselves? And then on one hand, they're telling the men to start families. But we're going to make sure you don't get a job. So you're relying on the woman. And one of the worst things that men can do is financially rely on a woman. She will not let you forget. And she will control you, and she will hate you for it. What? I heard that men are replacing.
I heard that men are replacing the deported foreigners.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But I've heard. Well, what that mean? I'm saying I don't know if this is true or not, but I have heard that we have a net negative migration, right? Meaning we're deporting, more people are leaving than are coming in. And a lot of these people are foreign workers. So the men's job numbers staying the same may actually mean that native-born men, American men, are filling those jobs that are whose former occupiers are foreigners who've been working here, but who have been deported. So it may not all be bad. Not sure.
It is bad. If the women take the job, it's bad. I'm glad I grew up at a time when men and women understood the order of God and that nobody wanted a woman as their boss. Even the company, no one wanted that because they understood the nature of the woman. She was not created to lead, and put her in leadership, all hell break loose. Now that's gone. That's amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Illinois and talk to Jock out of Illinois. Jock, you are on the air.
Well, Mr. Jesse, your information kind of brought me to kind of like a different position, man. That was a real powerful message there. And I would say, to start off answering your question, sacrifice or mercy.
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
No, I would say I would prefer mercy.
And why?
Because we're living in a fallen state, and our body is a creature of animalistic nature.
Yeah.
So that is contrary to what you've been emphasizing, the spirit of Christ. So I have to ask for mercy because a lot of times my body do what it don't want to do. So I have to constantly discipline it. And when I'm disciplining it, it's going through the battle. So in the battle, I have to ask Lord for mercy because I'm out there. Say?
Amazing. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, Jock, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Okay, and I wanted to respond to, as far as the biblical question from last Sunday, as far as the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament.
Hold on a minute. So, let me take a quick break. Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. The hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
A whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Female Monday, y'all. Happy Labor Day, Communist Socialist Holiday, or Devil Day, should we call it. Is it holy? Maybe it's a holy day because this is the day that the Lord has made, and every day is holy in that sense, and we shall be rejoice and be glad in it. Am I right or am I right? But the commies wanted to call it Labor Day. And so it's a long holiday weekend, if you will, given by the commies. So there's some places that are closed, but which includes the bond office. No American Anchor Baby today, but the Hague Report allegedly is going to be live alongside, co-hosting with Big Bump. Or else maybe Big Bump is going to guest host. We'll see how it goes. All right. But Big Bump, B-I-G-G, new word, B-U-M-P, has guest hosted and co-hosted the Hake Report in the past. And he shall be back today, is the plan, right after the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, 9 a.m. Pacific. That's a switch, Hake being live and Anchor Baby not? Huh? But shout out. Catch American Anchor Baby. Make sure you are following him on YouTube and Rumble, all right? And other platforms as well, Substack and other places. Very cool. So, according to Common Nonsense Network, oh, by the way, we'll be back to your calls. Well, many a super chat to read from Friday. I think some from Friday, right? From Saturday. Because people will send in buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk as well as Bond JLP Cash App on Cash App. Okay. And we'll get to your super your calls as well. Many of you on holds. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. More great stories. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Excellent church, y'all. We'll get to your super chats from that as well, as well as from this morning. All right. So ATMs will remain available, okay? Online service is available, you boomers. But banks are closed for the federal banking holiday. New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ closed. Most supermarket chains will operate on their usual schedules, but Costco warehouses will be closed, they say. Major retailers, Walmart and Target, will remain open. Hours may vary, blah, blah, blah. The history behind the holiday, so-called. Labor Day grew out of the labor movement, meaning communist people, out of the late 1800s. Some were not communists, we'll say, right? Anyway, many Americans, so-called, worked long hours in harsh and often dangerous conditions, says CNN, Common Nonsense Network. I think it was harsher and dangerous of a life, more dangerous of a life in general for everybody. Okay, but anyway, unions push for so-called better pay, so-called safer workplaces, and so-called shorter workdays. So-called workers began calling for a holiday in their honor. One of the country's first Labor Day parades held in New York City, get a rope, in 1882. The idea spread nationwide. In 1894, Grover Cleveland, so-called president, signed legislation making Labor Day a federal holiday, now observed the first Monday of September. Airlines facing a travel rush, the summer travel season. For some people, summer is done at the end of August. But summer actually continues through like September 21st or something-ish like that. Summer travel season ending on a busy note. FAA expecting more than 280,000 flights nationwide between September 2nd and 8th. Maybe that's why Anchor Baby is out, because he's a pilot. Anyway, major airlines in the midst of the Labor Day rush. United expects more than 3.4 million passengers over the holiday period, about 300,000 more than last year. I wonder why. Okay, yeah. Tomorrow is the 8th. Today is the 7th of September, Monday. American Airlines, 3.5 million passengers they think they'll have. So we'll see what happens. Domestic airfare is up 2% from last year per AAA. Millions of travelers squeeze in one final trip before the start of fall. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
Go!
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just want to still listen to the show, but you got to run around, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. We got to get to as many calls as possible today, all right? I'm going to move a little faster. The brand new biblical question for this week. It's a doozy. Brand new biblical question. Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? The brand new biblical question is Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And it rained yesterday night. It was nice that it rained, too. Really, really nice. So not only does rainy days and Mondays build me up, it is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet.
What the? She's crying.
She's lying. Amazing. If you want to be a true, true Christian, and not just a Christian in namesake only, you got to forgive. You got to be of love. You got to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, and to love your enemy. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. Then you will be a Christian. Not just in name, say, in your heart filled with anger. Your mind is not clear. You worry. You're sad. You cry. You have doubt. You have all kind of fears of yesterday and tomorrow or the past and the future. You have resentment. That's not a Christian. That's evil. This, I promise you, if you have not been born again of the heart, you're not a Christian. you're not of God. You can put it off and say, oh, I'm just human. I can't help it. That's true. You can't help it. But the moment you admit that you are wrong, that you are angry, resentful, and go and forgive in that very moment, you will be made free. When you can see that you're angry and wrong, in that very moment, you can be made free. And then go and forgive your mama and your daddy. Everything starts to change. Because now you're of love and the old nature starts to fall away. And you're receiving a brand new nature, the nature of your father. Let me go quickly back to Jock out of Illinois. He responded to last week's biblical question. Jock, you're responding to last week's biblical question, right?
Yes, sir.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
Okay, so now my first position is to try and be logical and at the same time spiritual, because you have to have some logic in it. So now I look at the God of the Old Testament.
Let me do this because of time, Jock. Give me a yes or no. Is there a difference first and then explain it? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New?
Yes.
And what's the difference?
The difference is the God of the Old Testament was the God of a fallen creature. So look at how they saw their God in a fallen animal-like state. So that was the Old Testament before Christ. Now Christ comes on the scene, and now he is love conscious. So now the God of Christ is love conscious. So that is now the God that made everything through Christ love conscious. So there's two different gods. And it's apparent, like I say, follow the logic. These were people in a fallen state. So what could they possibly see?
Jock,
yes.
Back off your phone a little bit because it's real static and you're speaking loud and right into it. Back off just a little bit. It's crunchy-like.
Okay, say that again, sir.
Oh, that's much better. That's much better. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so now... Did you understand my point so far?
I hear your point. I don't understand it, but I hear it. And your response to the God of the old and God of the new. The last thing you said was Christ came and go from there. Go ahead.
Okay, so now when Christ now come to the scene, now this is now what we've been waiting for the whole buildup, because it comes through successions of the world getting prepared to receive Christ's love. This is why God said, I so loved the world, I gave my spirit. So the word is the spirit. The Christ is the spirit. Jesus was in a fallen state also. Jesus, he came to the scene and he was a man.
He was a mammal, you say?
Yeah, Jesus came in a fallen state also.
How can a fallen state man save another fallen state man?
Well, he had a body. He had flesh.
How can a fallen state man person save another fallen state person?
Well, Christ saved Jesus.
No, I'm asking you. You said Christ was in a fallen state. Why would God send a fallen man to save fallen people?
Well, when you say fallen man, you have to understand when I say man is flesh, man is an animal too.
No, so you said Christ was in a fallen state. Why would God send a fallen state person to save another fallen state? How can that be?
Because Christ, he conquered the fallen state, and he showed us how to get set free from the fallen state. And that's why he said he pointed to Christ. Christ is the way. It's only one way. So he came, like he said, he came man to the earth.
You said he, Christ.
He cried.
Josh, you said Christ pointed to Christ?
No, Jesus pointed to Christ.
What's the difference between Jesus and Christ?
Jesus was the man. Christ was the spirit in Jesus. His name, his mama didn't name him Jesus Christ.
Josh.
His mama named him something else.
Josh, I got to run because I'm tired. Thank you for your input.
Okay, thanks, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-77, Jesse. Let me go to Wisconsin and talk to Isaiah. Isaiah, you are on the air. Isaiah?
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
I'm sorry. I'm actually in a car wash right now, so I can hear you, but I can barely hear you.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Don't hang up. Let Jared know when you're out of the car wash, because we're having a problem hearing you, too. Let me go to Tony out of New York. Tony, you are on the air. I mean, not hey, my Jesse. Bad, Tom, not Tony.
Jesse, this is like the third time you call me Tony.
I know. What the?
How's it going? I was calling. I've been meaning to call in. I want to kind of check in, say hello, and just kind of call in. I've been working on myself the last 3 years. I forgave just about three years ago. And I've been working on myself, praying every day, every night, and trying to overcome this thing.
Right. How's it going?
It's going good. It's a good thing, right? But it's like going through hell, and finding that peace that I never had before is a profound kind of experience. Like when you realize it's just all the thoughts are lies, all the pain isn't real. It's just based on a whole bunch of nothing and anger. And I will say, over the 3 years, there have been times where it's been rough. But I don't complain about it. I stay in it. I try to relax in it, and I get through it. And it's getting better and better.
When you say rough, give me an example of what you mean by getting rough. There was a time we got rough.
Like just the pain that it, like, and for some reason for me, like when it's the roughest, it's over something that makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
It's over like some nothing's even really going on. It's just some imaginary scenario made up in my mind, and it's so out there. It's just, you know, confronting the evil, I guess. And it, when I say rough, I just mean that it's painful,
right?
A lot of pain. But you know, I try to, like you teach, you know, I try to keep a good attitude. I relax through it. I wake up with it. I'll eat with it. Whatever. But a lot of that hasn't been going on as much anymore. There was some of that throughout the last few years, but mostly now, like you say, it kind of gets further and further away. And then, you know, when it comes, it's not as bad.
You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And eventually, you'll be totally free from it. All psychological and emotions will be gone, and you'll be free.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. And, like, in the beginning, there was, like, a bunch of stuff that I feel like I kind of cut out quickly, and it just was gone.
Right.
Like, certain emotions and things.
Yes.
And then other things kind of lingered around a little longer. But I'm seeing now, though, some of those things are going. Like, sometimes you think something's never going to go, and then you wait some time, and then a situation pops up, and that thing is no longer there.
Absolutely.
You just notice it's, Yeah.
Absolutely, so, man.
Yeah, it's been good, man. I wanted to just say hello and say thank you for everything, and I have off today, so I had a chance to call.
Right on. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes.
Well, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and then even during the day, practice keeping your mind where you're about. Always know where you are, what you're doing.
Yeah.
And everything would change for you. It'll come to you, and life will be amazing.
Yes. That was another thing. When I first heard you, the morning and the night is easy. But remembering throughout the day, that's the tricky part, or at least it was for me.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, when I was in so much pain before I forgave, that I was so willing at the time to just stay present all day, and things were really happening, and it was going really good. And then I would still stick with the prayer, but I became a little bit like kind of lazy about doing it through the day.
Yeah.
And then it started pulling me back in, and then I was like, oh, I gotta really stay present throughout the whole day. And it really works when you do it. And, you know, but I started going a little unconscious and realizing, I'm like, how come this was easier in the beginning? but you said it one time, you were like, don't be lazy. I think you said it at church recently.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's such a good way to put it.
Most people are lazy to work on their spiritual life.
Yeah, like, it's easy to forget. It's weird, too, because it's easy to forget. It's easy to just lose track a little bit and forget real quick.
Yeah.
But.
Amazing, man. Well, you stay with it, Tom. Stay with it. Stay with it. I'm glad you were off and had a chance to check in.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Just stay with it, man. Amazing.
Yep. Oh, I was going to also, just last thing, I was going to ask about the biblical question from last week, the God of the Old Testament, the God of the New.
Yes. What's the difference between the God of the... Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
My answer is no. And I was listening to the radio this morning before I called, and you were talking about how they were saying the God of the Old Testament is, jealous, and he's killing, and he's this and that. And I was thinking, that kind of makes sense, because their God in the Old Testament before Jesus came was the little g God, right? It was Satan. So that was kind of, I could see why they saw it that way.
Amazing. They claim that God that created all sent floods and drowned everybody out, men, women, and children. And then he was mad at Sodom and Gomorrah and burned them out, killed everybody, including the animals and everything. And then he got mad at some woman because she looked back, and they turned her into a pillar of salt. Who want to believe a God like that? That doesn't even make sense. That guy is evil.
I see that. And it makes sense, though, right? Because the people back then, they couldn't see.
Right, absolutely.
So they called it the devil God. Right, and they really couldn't see
until
after Christ came.
Amazing. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
I said Tony again. Tom.
That's all right. You can call me Tony.
Your real name, is your real name Tony or Tom?
Tom. Thomas.
Thomas, yeah, that's right. Thank you, Tom.
Yep.
My bad, man. Right. I see, I'm looking at Tom, too. I don't know why I keep saying Tony.
That's all right. You could, Jesse, you could call me Tony.
No, I'll call you Tom, but I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one, Jesse.
All
Take
right.
care.
You stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I will.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Thanks. Bye now. Let me go back to Wisconsin. Who was I talking to, Wisconsin?
Isaiah.
Is he ready there? Isaiah, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
Sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to talk to you. I wanted recommendations. or I guess kind of like give you an update
okay.
on my wife. I'm the one with the 9 kids, and me and my wife separated.
Oh, yeah.
And you gave me advice a few times.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So when you had talked, when I talked to you last, you were saying that I was weak. And I saw that. And like I said, I've been doing a silent prayer night, morning and night. Night and morning, however you want to phrase it. And so I clearly see. I can see that. And then I was up front with her yesterday, and I told her that I just apologized to her for being weak. And when I did that, we went into a little more details as far as the conversation went. And she just thanked me for being honest. And she was like, she appreciated that because she needed that. And, man, it was really helpful just to be honest and to speak the truth. Because I knew when she came over yesterday, I can see that I needed to tell her that. Like, it was there, but I just wouldn't cough it up. And then finally, I kind of waited till at night when we got in bed with the kids and stuff. And I thought, we can't do it anymore. I realized I'm being weak. And when we got into more details, and she just appreciated it because she said it had her all over the place. She didn't know what was what. She said she was even like she'd been working on herself. She said she's been doing the silent prayer pretty much, and she said she really wanted God to help her through that, to see what was going on. Like, why was things the way it was? Like, why was I being like the way I was, and why was she being the way she was? And it was helpful. So I thank you for that. And then also, am I clear for you?
So it sounded like you felt the need to tell your wife. This is the same woman that broke out your car lights and things, right?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, remind me of your wife.
Okay, so my wife is the one where we both went and forgave our mom. Well, my mom passed. So I knew that my mom couldn't help herself.
Right.
And I knew I needed to forgive her because I clearly saw that she babied me. And my wife, yes, my wife went and forgave her mom because her mom was still here. Her dad obviously passed. My dad was still here, and I went to him and forgave him. I even saw that I needed to go also and apologize to him for being angry at him, because I saw that I got angry with him after my mom passed, because I was, you know, playing victim. Satan had me playing victim.
And so let me ask you, what's the problem with you? You have 9 kids. What was the issue between you and your wife?
So the issue between us was, we at the time, I saw that, you know, she was like pretty much, I was following her pretty much, even though the house was in my name, I was following her. We had a daycare in her name. And at the time when we separated, when we both, after we forgave, and I was, you know, following, like, listening to your show and doing the silent prayer and all that, it was a time where, you know, I kept seeing her being impatient with the kids, and I called her out one time, and I said, you either obey or you got to go, because you can't keep yelling at him. You got to be patient with him.
Yeah.
And when I said that to her, weeks later, she decided she was going to leave, and she did. And so two years later, here we are now.
And is she still separated from you?
Currently, yeah. But after the conversation, I'm sorry, you go ahead.
And why are you still dealing with her?
Dealing with her because we got to deal with one another for the kids. She has the kids for school's sake. And because I work,
right,
and she don't, and that's pretty much the main thing.
And so you apologize to her for what reason?
For being weak.
And why? Did,
I saw that I was listening.
Why did you have to apologize to her for that, rather than just seeing that you were weak, and so that you can automatically start changing? Why did you have to tell her that?
Because currently at the time, I saw that I was, I saw that I was being weak.
I know, but why did you have to tell her that instead of seeing it and changing? Because she's going to use that against you now. Because you are not her problem. She was already screwed up when you met her, and everything that she is has nothing to do with you. It's in her. And by you working on yourself and you saw that you were weak, why did you need to tell her that rather than just seeing it and so that you can start being strong?
Okay.
Why did you need because she's going to use that against you now and pretend that you were the problem and that she wasn't the problem.
And I can definitely, I see that. I see what you're saying. And I would say at the time, it just seemed right because she, because like I said, there was a time where listening to being weak, listening to evil.
Right.
And I gave in and I went and I attempted to, you know, do the X word, the S word with her.
But
so
now
I thought,
that you told her you're weak, she feel good about that. And now she's going to feel like she's not wrong because you have admitted you were weak.
And as far as that, I can see what you're saying, but I guess, like, I'm going to have a way to see on that now.
Yeah, have a way to see. Yeah, absolutely.
Because after the conversation we had, she said she'd been working on herself. She'd been seeing things, and she'd been able to see what me and her been talking about. Like I said, I told her that I didn't want to. I want to stop the S thing. I don't want more kids.
Did
we got 9. Huh?
Did you stop doing that?
Oh yeah, after yesterday, I told her, yeah, I'm done.
So you did it again yesterday?
No, we was about to, and that's when I said it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we was about to, and that's when I said it.
And what she said?
And she was just like, she was thankful. She was just thankful. She was thankful that I admitted that we didn't, and that I admitted that, you know, I told her that I'm being weak. I just, you know.
Okay.
Nice. That was that, as far as that.
Yeah.
And, I guess I'm just have a wait and see on what happens, like, far as the marriage goes.
Absolutely.
Because we didn't divorce. We just separated. And then I kind of wanted to actually, what really, the other interesting, the thing that I wanted to speak about was the Noah thing. Because that, you really had me going on that because, before I know about 2 minutes before you go on break, but before I came across you, I kind of like wanted to know the truth on my own.
Yes. Hello? What?
Did he hit mute?
Did you hit mute?
Isaiah, right?
Isaiah, you hit mute or something. Hold on a minute. Don't hang up. Don't hang up, Isaiah. I'll let Derek wait until you get off mute. Is Isaiah old? Super, super.
Super chat. Super chat.
Having to hold on, Derek.
No Mo Thoughts bought a coffee. Jesse, how can I be the good soil instead of the thorn bushes or desert? I seem to be sliding backwards aimlessly. I have trust that I'll be fine. But I don't seem to be doing much or even having a will to better my circumstances in life.
Well, I don't know what that means, though. Falling bad, not bettering your circumstance. Make it clear or call me at 888-7753-773. Do you understand the question?
He wants to be the good soil instead of the thorn bushes or desert.
Well, he keep falling back, he said.
Yeah.
What'd that mean?
He doesn't fix his circumstances. He doesn't do anything to fix his circumstances in life.
What does that mean?
I can't. We got to go out. Sorry, No More Thoughts.
I'll be right back.
Thank you, No More Thoughts.
Thank you. Making clear, No More Thoughts.
It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I do cameos for you. Personalized cameos. And the people love them. All around the world. Shout out. I do shout outs, right? Birthday shout outs. Wedding shout outs. Engagement shout outs. Encouragement shout outs. Congratulations shout out. Happy Mama's Day shout out. Happy Daddy's Day, whatever, shout out, whatever the occasion is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Also, check out thefallenstate.tv, my TV show. Every Friday, brand new episode. FALLEN, thefallenstate.tv. All right. And yes, there will be an episode of the Hake Report today. Come hell or high water. Beat Bump is here. So it's going to happen whether Hake is able to partake or not. At 9 a.m., from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And the American Anchor Baby is taking the day off. No American Anchor Baby today. He will be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. All right? Like the videos. Like the videos. Let me just go back to Isaiah out of Wisconsin. Isaiah, you hit mute?
No, I didn't hit mute. My phone just have been having issues. It's not an Obama phone.
Okay.
AT&T service.
All right.
I made that clear.
Go ahead. You want to make a point about last week's biblical question?
About not the biblical question. It was about Noah. You
were talking
about Noah.
All right.
And when you talked about that had me really going. Because, like I said, before I wanted to know the truth, and I kind of like was listening to the Bible audible, and I kind of did my research on a lot of the stuff. Just like when you kind of, I remember when you mentioned about you going over to, you went to where Jesus walked
in Israel.
Absolutely. So, and that's like evidence of the Bible, like the Bible,
right?
All of that the Bible speak about, that's in there,
right?
And it's, you can see the evidence of that. I saw the evidence in Noah and the ark. It's when you look at the earth is like 90%, I'm sorry, not 70% water,
mm-hmm.
and then like 30% land. And you also, they go into details when they talk about how deep the ocean is. The ocean is very deep. So, and then I noticed that.
Do you believe that God drowned everybody?
So the thing with that is, it's just like now, God, he is like you said, people do love their thrills and their hell.
Right.
So he let them choose. And right. Even then, he let them choose, too. He let them choose if they want to love him or not. They had a choice to love him or not then, too, just like we do now. It was a little bit different then.
No, they didn't have a chance in the Old Testament. That's why he sent. The devil owned everyone, and that's why there were no good people at all, because all heart was wicked. And he sent his son to make the sacrifice, to buy them back, pay the price to get them back. And then... And so now that's why Christ said, now you're free. I bought you back from the devil. You're now back with God, but you got to forgive so you can return to the Father. They did not have a way out in the Old Testament. That's why he sent the Son. But now they do, because the job has been completed.
But, okay, so and I've heard you say that, and I believe that to be so. To a certain extent. And I say that because we did, at one point, God did have the sacrifice thing. They were sacrificing animals. He also, at that time, people were not individuals. It was, in a sense, where if the father did something wrong, then the whole family would be wiped out, because it's kind of the same thing now. When you, like, when we have a bad tree, it's going to produce bad fruit. It's the same thing now. So if you have a good tree, it's going to produce good fruit. That's beyond true. So it was then, it was that way as well. That's why when the father, because the father was the head. So when the father did wrong then, it was like wiping out the whole family, because the whole family is bound to be in the father's image.
Are you saying that God was for blood sacrifice?
At one point, because the Bible speaks about the sacrifice, and I know that to be so, because it's still kind of...
Are you saying that God was for blood sacrifice? Yes or no?
Yes, at one point.
Why do you think God would be for blood sacrifice? That's the biblical question. Or mercy? Why do you think God was for blood sacrifice?
So I want to make sure I'm saying it right. I know he's for mercy. I know he's more for mercy. I know that. God is a merciful God, without a doubt. But the thing is, with the sacrifice, that was a way of them for their sins at the time. So, because that was how they were just sinning like crazy because they love evil. They love their thrills. So that's what Jesus came in at. Because they love their thrill so much, they kept doing it and kept sinning. But God's more about mercy. So he's more of a, I know he's a merciful God.
How do you know that?
I'm not questioning. Because of all that he's been doing, he's having mercy on us now. He didn't even, he never, all that has happened since the beginning, he always displayed love from the beginning. He always... tell us, look, don't do this. From the beginning with Adam and Eve, he gave them a choice to love them or not. And it still stands today. It's about mercy.
So let me ask, because of time, so the new biblical question is, why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? You think God, you're saying that God is for blood sacrifice and mercy?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he's about mercy. I'm saying he's about mercy.
But
I'm not saying
you also said he was for blood sacrifice.
So that's why I said I have to rephrase that, because, like I know, like I said, in the beginning of the Bible, after Adam and Eve and all that good stuff, they were sacrificing animals, and obviously God, he had no, they were just doing it, and he kept on. Loving their thrills, as we say now. And they kept on, sacrificing animals, and God, he had no pleasure in that.
In your opinion, God was not for blood sacrifice? Oh, Lord. Your phone went out again. Isaiah, your phone went out again. Isaiah.
Yeah, can you hear me?
No, I can't. Because of time.
Okay.
Are you, and I gotta run, because it's a holiday. A lot of people are calling it. What they call it anyway, but are you saying God was for blood sacrifice and mercy?
No, he was not. He was not for blood sacrifice and mercy. He's for mercy.
But he was not for blood sacrifice.
He was not even for it then. No.
Oh, okay.
That was just a process to for them to redeem themselves.
What do you mean for them to redeem themselves?
For them to return back to him.
Through blood that's sacrifice?
At the time, for them to, to redeem themselves, yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that response. I got to wait until Sunday before I can respond, but I appreciate your response to the biblical question. Thank you.
I appreciate you as well, Jesse.
And
you take care.
Listen, man, you stay with us. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night, right?
Absolutely.
Right on. You stay with it with 9 children. Make sure you stay with it.
I know. I need to. I need God.
Ever,
I need him at all times.
If ever I needed you, God, I need you now. 9
Absolutely, I do.
Your wife black or white?
She black, but she's a bright skin red. You know they call it red bone.
Uh-huh.
So she's light skinned. So she's very beautiful, and obviously, you know, like my mom was. So it's like everything you said is beyond true. And I see how, man, it's like I can, and I gotta make it quick, but I can see how I saw how my dad was so weak with my mom. I'm like, wow,
yeah.
I really did. It's the same. You're right. It's 100% true.
Those yellow girls are a mess.
Yeah. And then she didn't have her dad in her life, too.
Right.
So that made it even worse.
I know. What a mess. Well, I wish you well. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-77 Jesse, let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady.
Hey, you were kind of talking about a few different things. I wanted to bring it back. I wanted to ask you a question, though. One of the questions I had for you was about these two bearded NBA players that want to now transition into the women's league, what you thought about that.
And what else?
Well, my other question was, every time we go back to ancient religion, one aspect of the religion that we keep failing to talk about is the Vatican and how the so-called Roman Catholics are not in line with the Israeli Jewish state today. And most people just for like, you always see the Israeli people wearing that round cap on their head, that's called the yarmulke. And most people think that goes back in ancient history to the Israeli people or the Jewish state, whatever they want to call it. But it really doesn't. It relates back to the Roman Empire. They were the first ones to introduce the yarmulke. Second thing that most people don't know.
Okay, hold that first, because you asked me several questions. Number one, I'm okay with the men playing in the women's sport. Because because women play in men's sport, and what is good for the goose is good for the gander. When the women start bitching about women playing in men's sport and they don't want to see that, then I wouldn't want men playing in women's sport. But these women want to do whatever they want to men, their private clubs and everything, but they don't want anyone to interfere with what they're doing. You cannot destroy men and then think it's okay for you to not be destroyed. It's not right.
Well,
so when they say no women in men's sport, then no men in women's sport.
You know, I have a problem with that because here you got women running around the basketball courts today that are disguised as women. You don't know what gender they are.
Are you okay with women playing in men's sport?
Well, here, take this for example.
Are you okay with women playing in men's sport?
No, I just want them to come clean. I don't like that.
Brady,
you don't know if
Brady. Are you okay with men playing in women's sport?
No, I'm not. I just want
to have... Are you okay with women playing in men's sport?
No.
Right on. Me either. If it's wrong, and it's not fair either way, But the women don't care that they play in men's sport. They only bitch when the men are playing in their sport.
Well, let's go a little bit further.
You understand that?
Yeah, no, I do. And, you know, this guy said he wants to break Wilt Chamberlain's NBA record of 100 points in a game. But the problem is, it's against women. You know, so I understand that we're supposed to be equitable, you know, fair for the races, and we're supposed to allow all these transgenders into the locker rooms, into the libraries.
Let me ask you a quick question because of time. There was, according to leadingreport.com, women accounted for 98% of U.S. jobs in August. Women gained roughly 158,000 jobs. Men only gained 4,000. What do you think about that?
There's nothing left of the man today. They've destroyed him, like especially the white man. Look what they've done to the white Christian male. We've been persecuted now from from the 70s on up now today. And you look at all these transitioning women.
And what do you think about women are okay with women playing in men's sport, but they don't want men to play in their sport. What do you think about that?
When these women are transitioning
What do you think about women being okay with women playing in men's sport, but the women are not okay with men playing in women's sport? What do you think about that?
I don't like it because they're the same thing. For example, you have women prison guards, women cops. I don't like that. Here you got these butch lesbians or whatever they want to call them, and why do they always transition into the male? And then where do they go to exactly? They go and they want to be the policeman, the cop, the security guy, the prison guard, the ICE agent, the military. Then they want to come back at the man and say, look what I've done. And like, I'm supreme now. And that's what we're up against. We have the transition of the family unit, which was the male, the mother, the husband, and the son or the daughter. That was done away with, and it was made done away with.
Why do you think the world is sitting back and allowing that to happen, knowing that the gates of hell come through the woman and it's going to destroy everything? Why do you think men and the world are so quiet about that?
Because this world is not run by Jesus. It's run by Satan, and he rules with these wicked ways that we see all about this world that we live in. It is not a peaceful place. We are at war. It's a spiritual war.
Yeah.
And people better wise up real quick because, you know, you talk about the book of Revelations and all this and what's happening.
The book of Revelation shouldn't have never been in the Bible. It's about a dream.
Exactly.
It wasn't even real.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like all these ones that everybody always wants to refer to, the book of Revelations and all these, they've been taken in, put back on the Bible, in, out, several times. And a lot of these stuff, like I think Revelations wasn't put into the Bible like until the 1700s.
Yeah.
The letter J was another quick thing before I go. The letter J was never, ever, ever in the original Bible. For 800 years after Jesus' death, there was no letter J.
Revelation was added to the Bible 397 AD, according to AI.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was off by 1,400 years or so. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Brady. Brady.
Yes, sir.
Say hello to Hank.
Yeah, good morning. Hola, Hank.
Hey, Brady, nice to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm glad you're still alive, my friend.
In doses.
are you back on the air, may I ask?
Yeah, I'm live today with Big Bump, If It Be the Lord's Will.
Here's a good one. I could never understand who you're going to be hosting with today, and I thought it was Fist Pump.
No, it's B-I-G-G-B-U-M-P, Big Bump. But Fist Pump is kind of fun.
I kind of like this pump.
Nice.
Hey, Brady.
But anyways, I'm glad you're back, guys. glad to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
Brady.
Yes, sir.
Are you staying off the mushrooms?
Oh, yeah, I have been. Yes, I have.
All right. Stay off the mushrooms. You're never going to know God while you're on mushrooms, man.
Well, but one thing, I might be off the mushrooms, but I haven't let the Mary Jane away yet.
You still in love with Mary Jane?
Yes, I am. Yes, especially in the morning when I'm talking to you right now, brother.
So you have Mary Jane this morning?
Always. A cup of coffee and a little Mary.
I'm in love with Mary Jane.
She's my baby.
Dang. Mary's like... So why you have to have Mary Jane so early in the morning? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I like it. I like it. I used to smoke cigarettes, and I just like the way, you know, it's natural. It's God's plan.
What would happen if you got up in the morning and not smoke Mary Jane?
It's kind of boring.
And what is boring about that?
It's just dull and dull. I mean, I might just sit there kind of like, you know, you sit there and you wait for some thought to come from above, and then when it comes to your head, you say, oh, no, I can't think about it. All thoughts are evil. So it kind of confuses me. Mary Jane brings me back and lets me enjoy life. And I think about all the thoughts then, Jesse, that are coming into my head, and I discern them, and I weed through the evil ones and the good ones, and I go about my way like Moses did. And Moses loved mushrooms. You got to remember that. And he loved the moon, too.
And listen to what hate will say about being bored.
Me too, Brady. I can't bear the thought of getting bored.
Right.
Although I don't disclose whether I have ever touched that stuff that you're talking about.
Have you been dabbling in the manna from heaven there, hate?
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't absolutely do not disclose.
I bet you don't.
But it's the boredom. Like some... It's the boredom issue. Is the only thing I'm saying me too about. I do disclose.
Yeah, don't disclose it to HR. Don't let HR know that you're tapping into the shroomies. They don't usually like.
I didn't say that,
Bernie. I got to run, but let me tell you this: if you want real life, you must let yourself be bored.
Yeah.
You gotta go through the boredom in order for you to have real life. One of the best things you can ever do for yourself is to be bored.
I got a lot going on, Jesse, but thank you for the help. I do need it at times, and you guys have a great day. I'll talk with you later.
Okay, good talking to you, Brady.
Take care, guys.
All right, buddy. I gotta take another break, right? Should we do Super Chats?
Let's do like one.
Super
Chats.
Overall, so no more thoughts. Wanted to know how to be good soil instead of desert and thorn bushes. But he does seem to be judging himself that he's sliding backwards, so-called aimlessly. He has trust that he'll be fine. But he doesn't seem to be doing much to fix his circumstances in life.
Give me a call on the show so I can understand what you're saying completely.
Use the Viber app if you're a foreigner.
Yeah.
If it works. No endorsement.
Thank you, though. I'll be right back. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. Going into hour three, y'all. It's 7:55 a.m. here in Los Angeles, Monday the 7th of September, A.D. 2026. Happy Labor Day, so-called, ya commies. And there's one line open. Hang tight, callers, those of you who are on hold. But if you haven't gotten on air yet with JLP and you're not on hold already, you can call in right now. Even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air, young or old, with JLP. All right? And we'll get to more of your super chats. There are many a super chat, as I said last hour, to get to yet. And we shall read them all. Gotta read them all. If it be the Lord's will and the creek doesn't rise. And we'll get to your calls and more great stories. And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report with Hake, allegedly. And a big bump. Scheduled to join Hake as a co-host or even a guest host if Hake is not up to it. But Hake feels like he might be up to it, like, right? We'll see. And no Anchor Baby today. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble and also on Substack Audio Podcast. Nice. Check it out. But he's not live today, all right? And catch church with Jesse Lee Peterson yesterday, okay? So Labor Day is America's unofficial end of summer, but according to Comedy Nonsense Network, the season isn't technically over. Meteorological fall began September 1st, right, I guess? But astronomical summer sticks around until the autumnal equinox on September 22nd. Okay, then the 22nd, not the 21st, when the sun crosses directly over the equator and day and night are roughly equal in length. From there, daylight will continue to dwindle in the northern hemisphere as winter approaches. Nice. Anyway, according to yesterday on Morning Brew, some mess happened. News broke a few weeks ago that Kim Kardashian would produce a TV show following the parents of elite teen baseball players. Over the decades, private equity has transformed youth sports into an industrial complex, cutthroat enough to cause a shortage of willing umpires and referees, and expensive enough to break the bank. Interesting. One Florida parent, father or mother, who recalls playing recreational sports, rec sports, for about $80 per season as a child, now spends $8,000 per year on her, sounds like a mother, 12-year-old son's club baseball practices, tournaments, and equipment, she told Washington Compost. And she's not the only one. Family spending on youth sports leaped 46% from 2019 to 2024, making it a $40 billion a year industry, more than the combined annual revenue of the NFL and NBA, per Aspen Institute, whatever that is. Financial strain has caused one in five parents to limit or end their children's participation in youth sports, according to a New York Life survey from last year. Well, I don't know. Did you guys do that youth sports stuff, AYSO and all that, soccer and all that stuff? I don't know. I feel like my older siblings did it, but thankfully I didn't have to. Maybe I was spoiled. Maybe I should have done it. I don't know. But anyway, I don't think they spent much on it either. When Parks and Recreation Department suffered budget cuts after the 2008 financial crisis, and again during the scamdemic, and actually children were not even allowed to play sports even though they were not really at risk from the China virus, it exacerbated long-standing public funding issues and left gaps for investors to plug. Private equity has been on a spree, snatching up teams, facilities, software, training camps, apparel, media rights. Major PE-funded, physical education-funded entities include Black Bear Sports Club, Varsity Brands, Unrivaled Sports, and other stuff. You can even see them on TV. Children playing T-ball. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my brand new biblical question for this week is a doozy for those men and women who want to wake up, who want to finally overcome thrills and have perfect love. Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone anywhere in the world. We're on different time zones around the world, so you still can listen on your phone and still podcast by calling the listen line at TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And because we love the ladies, we take their calls first and as they're coming in on Monday. We take them all the time, of course, but Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight my uncle, my daddy, my cousin, my brothers. A girl ain't safe.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yeah, that's for sure. I want to quickly show you, I said the gates of hell come through the woman. And on this planet, it is happening all over the world now. And things are only going to get worse. I don't know how this case is going to turn out. I have to wait and see, of course, and I do have a wait and see about it. Remember, women were given the permission to kill the man, children in the womb. We all know it's evil, but they can do it, and they're doing it by the thousands, killing the child before the child even has a chance. And they say it's their body, they can do what they want. I'm like, well, tell me how you created that body to make it your own. No one has proven or shown me how the woman created her own body that gives her permission to kill the man's children in the body. So you've allowed that to happen. Matter of fact, there's a genocide by way of abortion on the black child, black unborn child. Well, it's gone from that to now killing the children when they're 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, maybe even older in some cases. Women, and again, I don't know how this case is going to go. Women are being allowed to kill the children, and they call it postpartum. They're giving these people excuses and reason to murder the man's children. This woman, Lindsay Clancy, admitted, according to all the report, she killed the man's children. She even sent him out the house to get some lunch or something and killed the man's children. He called, according to the report, while out for a minute. She didn't answer the phone because she needed a little bit more time, right? According to the report, she called the guy back later while he was out getting the food or whatever. And they called the postpartum female. You can kill the man's children now after they're born. What's your excuse now? Postpartum. Do you see now that hell is coming through the woman? Well, they had a trial for Lindsay Clancy. And it's a mess. If ever we need a God, we need it, the Lord, we need him now. This is going to get worse. And men, you don't have a chance. You are free. You haven't returned to the Father and operate from perfect love. You're still afraid of your mama. So you're afraid of every woman. Because men are supporting this too. Men support their own destruction. Men go against other men like a little female. They don't understand the spiritual order of God and Christ. Christ is a man, man over woman, women over children. And that's why men are being destroyed. The job market, the jobs went to the women. They said that Oregon is one of the biggest job market improvements, and they went to the woman. Everybody know that's wrong. According to today, after 7 days of deliberations, a Massachusetts judge said the jury in the Lindsay Clancy murder case is at a stalemate. Is that a stalemate, he said, and he declared a mistrial.
It is with a heavy heart that we report we are unable to come to a unanimous decision.
After more than a week of deliberations, the judge revealing that the jury in the Lindsay Clancy murder case was at a stalemate.
I'm going to declare a mistrial.
The defense desperately appealing to the Massachusetts Supreme Court to intervene and remove the one juror believed to be standing in the way of an acquittal. That motion ultimately denied. Clancy's defense attorney outraged.
I hope that guy can sleep well at night.
The polarizing case gripped the nation for weeks, drawing people to the courthouse in Massachusetts, many wearing pink in support of Clancy. The 36-year-old admitted to killing her three young children in 2023 before trying to take her own life, leaving her partially paralyzed and in a wheelchair.
Look at these females celebrating killing the man's children, not the baby in the womb, but the children. Where's the love for the children? Now you see that the gates of hell come through the woman. This is earth, and earth is not heaven. A man is not God. It's going to get worse, folks. The question now is, did Clancy know she was committing a crime, a criminal act, or was it fueled by postpartum psychosis?
The question at hand, did Clancy know she was committing a criminal act, or was the violence fueled by a postpartum psychosis? Clancy at times overcome with emotion during the 5-week trial. Patrick Clancy, her ex-husband, who called 911 after finding the children, testifying about his wife's mental state.
She said she heard a man's voice telling her that if she didn't do it now, she would lose her chance or something like that.
Prosecutors arguing Lindsay Clancy sent him out for errands while she committed the crime.
You know it was deliberate premeditation because of the way she killed them and the way they died.
Her defense team holding up the bag of medication Clancy was prescribed, arguing the cocktail of drugs clouded her already fragile mental state, calling it a failure by the medical system.
She was reaching out for help, and she was not getting it.
So if she didn't know what she was doing, how does she know this, if it's true, how does she know to send the husband out for food or whatever he went for? How does she know to do it then? How does, if she didn't know, how does she know to send him away? How does she know? Was she crazy when she sent him out to get something? If a man had done this, would they want to let him get away with it? This heifer killed children, the man's children. And these heifers out there, same, they say, same. Lindsay, same. Saying that they'll kill the man's children too. And so they say one juror said, he was like, according to this report. The female, and there were more female on the jury, according to the report, than men, only three men and the rest women. I rest my case. And according to the report, the reaction to according to the report, postpartum is rare. And 25 years ago, a similar case gripped the country.
Postpartum psychosis is rare, affecting an estimated 1 to 2 out of every 1,000 women. Hallucinations, delusions, and manic episodes can range in severity and last for months.
It was a stunning verdict, even by Texas standards.
25 years ago, a similar case gripped the country. Andrea Yates confessed to drowning her 5 children in Texas. Her murder conviction later overturned on appeal. In a retrial, a Texas jury found her not guilty by reason of insanity. Her attorneys arguing she suffered from severe postpartum psychosis and believed killing her children would save them from hell. To this day, she remains in a state mental hospital. The question now for Lindsay Clancy, will prosecutors bring her to trial once again? Clancy's attorney says she is ready for a retrial.
Lindsay is very, very, very strong. She is a very, very intelligent young woman, very emotionally invested, and just a tragic, she's a classic example of a tragic person.
So is she very, 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 very strong and very, 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 very intelligent and very, very classy? Why did she kill the man's children? And why shouldn't she be locked up? She admitted to kill him. She's strong. Hear me roar. And intelligent. And classy. Why you don't want her locked up? And could men kill his children, their children, and get away with it? And just cry postpartum? Oh, I was crazy at the time. I didn't know what I was doing. I remember that other case, too, that they just showed you example 25 years ago. What a mess, huh? The gates of hell come through the woman. And if I remember correctly, that woman, the 25 years ago, it's true. According to BBC, that woman that killed that man's children, same thing. And this heifer, Lindsay Clancy, sent her husband, Patrick Clancy, out on two errands, according to BBC, to a pharmacy and a restaurant. So this classy, very, very intelligent, strong woman didn't know what she was doing. I rest my case. Hell, earth is not heaven, and man is not God. This is going to get worse, folks. You're putting the wrong people in charge of everything. And it cannot get better. But you, men and women, as an individual, can still have perfect peace right here on earth if you live from within, if you drop your anger. And let's say they had all those emotional things going on, those females. Drop the anger and you wouldn't be having no postpartum. That's not doctor advice, that's spiritual advice. Drop the anger, ladies, and you won't have postpartum. The heart is wicked. That's what the problem is. So, one last soundbite from this Lindsay thing. They said there were nine females and three males on the jury, right? I want you to hear the females' reaction to Clancy. No wonder they had a mistrial if it's true. This one man was like, no. Thank God, at least one in the crowd stood up. And it doesn't sound like he was afraid to stand alone. Are you afraid to stand alone, men and women, and be you? To say no. So according to X, the female juror reactions are now going viral after Lindsey Clancy's mistrial. Reaction included closed eyes, clenching of the fists, and head shaking during the mistrial decision. This is from what? Oh, mistrial declaration. This is from CNN.
I can tell you from our producer in the courtroom that when the judge said, I want to tell you all how proud I am of you, there was one female juror that was nodding her head no as he was saying all that. Another female juror clenching her hands into fists as she was sitting on that chair. All of the jurors were extremely tense. One female juror would not even open her eyes. Her eyes were gazed down in her lap. Her eyes were closed as the judge continued to talk to them about what this final decision was. Another juror just nodded her head the entire time he was talking, and another female juror was pursing her lips.
So was she nodding her head or shaking her head? Was she nodding? How do you nod? You shake. But how do you nod? Was she shaking her head or nodding her head, Heffa? Nine. What? Right. Oh, I'm talking to Derek. My headset. Was she nodding or shaking her head? This is going to get worse. This lady, this female is allowed to get away with this, Lindsey Clancy. You saw what happened 25 years ago, according to the report. And we've given you story after story where women are killing their children now. It's her body, her choice. I had the baby, I can kill the baby. If you don't like the baby, don't have the baby. The battle is spiritual. The battle, and they are weakened in the home. They are weakened. The mothers are weakened, the sons, so that they can set them up to let hell reign over the earth. But still, men and women who see this and want to be free from it, you can be free right here, but you got to drop the anger. You got to drop evil. Every heart is wicked if you have anger and resentment. Amazing, huh? So, but Derek is saying, even if in psychosis, your body physically did not act to completion three times. What? Even if in psychosis, your body physically did the act to completion three times. This helper had three times to say, no, I'm not going to kill this man's children. Come on back, honey, with the lunch. I'm not going to kill these children. If she want to kill someone, why didn't she just jump out the window and kill herself? But she killed the man's children. 888-77-JESSE. Super.
Super chat.
We're waiting for Hagen to come to the studio. Super chat.
Hello, good morning again.
Hey, Hake.
How are you doing?
All is well.
Okay, so Misty bought a 12-month bronze tier subscription.
Right on. Thank you, Misty. Amazing.
On Pilled.net.
Shout out to Pills.net.
Pilled.
Pilled.net. Shout out.
Elorean. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Welcome, new Bond supporter. That's Rebuilding the Man channel on YouTube. Nice.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Groovy Monkey raided the Pilled Church stream channel with 7 people.
Groovy Monkey on a Sunday afternoon couldn't get away too soon. You know that song?
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mexico Pow, welcome new Bond supporter, and Norris T, 20 gift memberships.
Thank y'all, amazing, thank you.
Grateful D14 with a super chat, no message.
Thank you, Grateful T, I appreciate it.
Grateful D14.
Grateful D, thank you.
Infinite Bliss, best fellowship on this side of heaven.
Check it out, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you.
Cherokee Rose, new member.
Amazing. Thank you.
Everblazer, been a member for 10 months. This has to be the greatest BQ ever. I don't feel your faith, referring to the last week's biblical question discussed at length during church.
Is there a difference between the old God, the God of the Old Testament, and God of the New? Thank you.
Very nice. Eli 9A, it seems mean from the eyes of an evil heart, because they were blaming the wrath of Satan on God. Only those under the protection of God went through hell and survive, says Eli 9a.
Thank you. That's amazing.
He also says, the day that not a single son or daughter of God doesn't exist among a people, pestilence and disaster will follow because is not in them.
Amazing. Thank you.
God is not in them, therefore no protection, says Eli 9a.
Thank you, Eli 9a.
Lola D, 1969. Jesse, this BQ question is amazing. God bless you and the Bond staff. Stick with it. Much heart.
Right on. You too, and thank you, and thank for your support.
Quartus One, 5 subscriptions gifted to Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
Right on. Thank you. You gotta know how to rumble. Indeed. Amazing.
Brooke F, tithe on Cash App.
Thank you, bro. Elf, I appreciate it.
Norris T, he's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a bastard. Amazing. Thank you.
Daily Nourish Living, what a precious answer. Great fellowship.
I don't even know how it, and yet when I say I don't know how, I do understand we're brainwashed at such early age in life, so we just grow up believing lies. But I don't know how anyone to think for a second, but yet I do understand. but for conversation piece. Why would you believe that a God who created you, the true God of love, perfect love, created the heaven and the earth and everything, who is life, who gave you life, his life is in you. Why do you think that God would come back and kill you? You're comparing it to your own fallen nature. That's what it is. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Infinite bliss. Hake is the man.
Eve, Alpha Male. Amazing.
Appreciate the vote of confidence.
Yeah.
Norris T, 10 more gift memberships, I believe.
Thank you. Amazing.
Being enlightened till I rise, 20 coffees. Moaning, gentlemen. Pithy understanding. Laughing, salute. Brass tacks. God is the same in both old and new.
Yeah.
Last week's biblical question. God destroyed what he couldn't save as he could not clean the corruption of his creation without a complete reset. To me, it was mercy. It says, being enlightened till I rise, the fire of the Spirit will burn in the souls of those who wish to truly know themselves by knowing the Father.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in. That's from last week's biblical, right?
That's right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Eli 9a, Jesus died doing the work of a messenger from God to deliver the way out from hell to people for heaven. Love God above all and love your neighbors. The sons and daughters of Satan convince people to kill the messenger.
A true Christian is one that loves God with his or her heart, with all their soul and might, and they love their enemy. That's a true Christian. All this other Christian is not real at all. It's not Christian. It's not Christianity. It's evil. Pure evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli 9A, 800 plus people watching and only 168 likes. What? Where is the love?
Amazing. Thank you.
People don't see that button so handy.
Hit the like button. What the? Right over there. What you doing over here when you need it over there?
Somewhere around here. Don't do the dislike.
That's right.
Anyway, Kim Sinis says, so powerful and rich. God is speaking through you. Love you or heart, JLP.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Fazul, I just love church. Who knew? LOL.
Fellowship is truly amazing. I don't think it happens anywhere else like this. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church.
The Joshua James. Happy Sunday, everyone. Let's start rolling. Holy YouTube. YT. Smiley.
Amazing. Thank you. It rained on Saturday night and Sunday. Sunday until late evening. Mm-hmm. It was nice rain, though. It helped. Thank you.
Infinite bliss. Great service. Thank you, JLP.
Thank you. Amazing. Stay with it.
On Rumble, 77 Market. Thank you, JLP and crew.
Thank you. Amazing.
Self-realization, Tay. Closer you get to heaven, crazier the thoughts will be, he says.
You should say that again, Tay, but go through it anyway. Go through hell to get to heaven.
R.H. Hernandez, the fourth, 5 coffees. No message.
Thank you. And emotions are hell. Happy emotions are hell, and sad, angry emotions, hell. So why not die from it, overcome it? Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills. Good morning. I think we need to chill on the Lindsey Clancy thing. Guys, she only killed her 3 kids. Not like she said the Nicaragua word or anything, right?
You can say that. Shout out.
Nicaragua.
You can say that again. Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Amazing. Thank you.
Michelle L., new member.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Pastor Chatelet rated the stream on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
Jim in Alaska, 10 gift memberships.
Thank you, Jim. Shout out.
We'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all. Bible Bot, Walking Roscoe, all y'all.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me take a quick break when I come back straight to the phones. And more of your super chat. Amazing. What the? Stretch off on pules.net. Back in a moment.
Hey, Jess, I I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work. And I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Report is coming up. Can you believe that? The hate report is coming up at the top of this hour. Amazing, huh? I'm sorry, Nick. Nick is like, oh, why don't he just stay sick a couple more months? No, I'm playing. The anchor baby. The hate report coming up from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And no anchor baby today. It's a holiday. Holiday! No American Anchor Baby today. And check out Punchy.tv with Bill. Punchy.tv. Check out Bill. Brand new episode last Wednesday. Every Wednesday, brand new episode. So you can podcast Punchy.tv with Bill. And thank you all for your support, helping us to get this done by donating and your super chats and shout out, whatever. I do appreciate it. Let me go to the busy phone. We're going to get as many calls and super chats in as possible here. Let me go to William, who has been waiting for a while now. William, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing this fine Labor Day?
All is well, William. Thank you.
It is amazing. I took the day off, or actually I have the day off. I didn't take it off.
Right on.
But, I know I said I was going to do the biblical question, but because I was present while you were talking, you know, I think it's interesting, this postpartum thing.
Yeah.
Why do they use Latin to excuse sin? Because a lot of the people who want to kill the babies in the womb, they call it a fetus. And when you look up fetus, that's what a baby's called in Latin.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
You know, I just think that's interesting. That they go to the Latin when they want to push a lie or an agenda. And I'm not mistaken. I think the Catholic Church used to be done strictly in Latin and that the common English people didn't even know what was being said until that was changed. And I forget what year that was. But, you know, one can Google that and find out. But, yeah, I just think it's interesting,
William, that they've gone from allowing the female to kill the men's children in the womb. Now they're allowing the female to kill the man's children as they're like children. They're like little kids. They're giving them reasons to kill the children by using this phony idea of postpartum.
Right. It's just a Latin word. And they're just, yeah, I was depressed because I had a kid. Well, maybe you should have had the kid correctly and not out of hate, but in love with a loving mother and father. And that's where they went wrong.
So the anchor baby is telling me that Latin is commonly used in medicine and science, going back to the early European and
alchemists and sawbones and doctors of that time.
What does Achaemenid and Sabaoth mean?
The people that came before chemists.
Oh, okay.
Before they supposedly had the microscope where they could see really tiny. I'm actually in that field. I'm a pharmacist, but for the animal food side, I fill up prescriptions. Oh, and so one of our oldest vaccines that are for the cows was called Cafguard, and it's for the coronavirus. I never paid attention to the Latin because it's small. It's written small on the package. It's in cursive, and but it's called Cafguard, and it's one of the oldest vaccines for the cows. And when coronavirus happened, my coworker said, "Yeah, it's right there on this package." And I'm like, "What the?" So that's why I knew it was all a bunch of lies.
What a mess! So got to get one of the things, William, because now they're telling these women, and these women, these females are saying, Lindsay, saying that they can do the same thing.
You know, what's interesting is at one time I was being an ex-military policeman. I had a hard time getting on juries because I think it's just interesting to see stuff like that. And I wound up being on a jury trial for attempted murder, and nobody would raise their hand to be the jury foreman, the guy in charge. So after a few minutes, nobody raised their hand. I think I was the third oldest. There was one guy on the jury that was actually my math teacher in high school, so which was at the time 20, 30 years ago, at the time of the trial. And then another guy who didn't want to raise his hand. But I was very, it was a very nervous, nerve-wracking thing because, you know, it was attempted murder, a small town, he was Hispanic, and, you know, you don't know his family, and he was really quiet, but it's not a joking matter, you know, and so, but it was a very surreal thing, and it lasted about a week, and I remember when we deliberated, and I'm not going to talk about it just because I don't know who really runs this world. We know who it is. And but two of the jurors would not say he was guilty. But basically, he waited for this young man. I guess he took his woman and he started shooting him in the alley, and the gun fell apart in his hand. So he didn't get killed. But two of the jurors said, nah, he wasn't trying to murder him. And I was like, what do you mean? And it's like really frustrating. So it's just funny that I couldn't force them to get our way. And so what do you do? And I've never been a foreman before. I've never been on a jury before, let alone, you know, a foreman. So it was very interesting, and it was just, like, I could probably write a small book just on that whole event right there that took a week of my life.
I appreciate that. Hate said that he had a hard time getting on a jury, too. Why didn't we let you on?
I think if they know you're unconscious and you're awake, or you're conscious, that you can't be swayed, because we were told that we could not use any of our knowledge that we know from life, that if we know something's not true or true about something that's said on the trial, that we cannot use our common sense to overturn it. We must go by what they say. And when I heard that, I was like,
well, I think the last time he Googled me.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
See, and that's proof right there, Jail Jesse, that they don't want alpha males on the jury. They want beta males.
That's for sure. William, thank you, man. I got to run because of time. I appreciate the input.
All right. I'll answer the biblical question another time, sir. Have a blessed day.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Maryland. Dorian, you are on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, thanks for having me on. I'm humbled to be here, humbled to be speaking with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for being an inspiration to black conservatives just like myself to try to preach the good word to people, and especially to the liberal black community of basically living by the serenity prayer, accepting the things you cannot change and the wisdom to know the difference. And unfortunately, the majority of black people live in a victim mentality that they're going to be held back due to the melanation of their skin, and that's just not true.
Right.
Racism doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's only evil and hatred. And, I just wanted to give you give you your flowers through the phone and say thank you for being inspirations to people as myself, and I'm sure I speak for other people as well. So, again, it's very humbling to be speaking with you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Dorian. I appreciate that, man. Stay with it, and thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Amazing. See, there are some black people out there waking up. They see what's going on. Thank you. Let me go to Neil, a first-time call out of Texas. Neil, you are on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey. Hey, Neil.
I love your show. I love all the work you guys do. I watch a lot of your shows, your pod, your church service, which was amazing yesterday.
Thank you. Amazing.
I had a question from the church service.
Okay.
So towards the end of the service, I heard something along the lines that when Jesus was crucified and he went to hell, I heard, and he freed some of the people.
He said the captive free, yeah.
Yeah, what did you mean by that? That definitely perked my ears when you said that.
What happened was, as I said, during the Old Testament, human beings were owned by evil. They had no way out. And that's why you couldn't find in the holy people a few on the earth, because there was no way out. And so in the meantime, people died. And so they were in hell with no way out. And when Satan took Christ into hell, which he didn't have a right to do that because Christ had not done anything wrong. It's like if you go to jail and you never committed a crime, then the jailer is wrong for taking you in. And so as a result, the jailer has to pay a price for that. And so he took Christ in, whom he did not deserve. And so Christ went in, and as a result, he destroyed the hold that the devil had on human beings. And so those men and women who had died prior to Christ, they were set free as well.
Man. I'm going to have to smoke on that, Jesse. That's a lot. It's definitely different from what I heard, but thank you. Thank you for explaining that. I'm gonna re-listen to this when I hear this podcast.
He set everyone free because the devil no longer had a right to human beings. They had no right anymore, so that's why Christ came, to destroy the devil, to destroy evil, to destroy the hold that evil had on human beings.
Right. But when you say the souls were set free?
Yes.
So did they come back to earth, or the souls are just free in heaven?
That's a good question. I don't know. Real good question, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the question I kind of had, or I was thinking, like, okay, so if that's what Jesse's saying, okay, well then, is he saying that the souls came back? But no, thank you, Jesse. Thank you for answering that.
Yes.
But then I wanted to comment too, because I'm a fan of Jason Scoop. Like, I like that impersonator from the fall that you interviewed on the Fallen State.
Oh, Jason, yes.
Yeah. So I'm sure you've seen, like, you saw some of his impressions, right, or some of his videos.
I wasn't familiar with him until my producer had got him on the show, and then I watched some of his video before I had the interview with him. Yes.
Right. So, I mean, he's a funny guy. He does a great job impersonating. Yeah.
And he really does a good job impersonating the Great White Hope, Donald Trump.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why I watch it, because he really makes me laugh when he does that impersonation.
Yeah.
And so I was a little surprised when he left, but I think what happened, and I know it was mentioned by some people during the service yesterday, is that he felt like he got attacked. Like, he had like a panic attack or like an anxiety attack when you told him that, hey, what if, or when you asked him, you know, like, what are you going to do when you find out that Jesus didn't die for you? And it's kind of like,
On the cross.
On the cross. It's like he almost viewed you as the devil. You know what I mean? Like, so he saw you as the devil. He saw that all of a sudden everything changed at that split second. And he was just defending himself as much as he could. And I think that's why when he was leaving, he just kept saying the name of Jesus. He just kept saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because, you know, that's what we've all been taught, you know, when when something bad's going to happen, just say the Lord's name and he'll be there. I think that's what happened with it.
Yeah, I don't really know because it was just a question. In my mind, there was no follow-up or anything. It was just a question.
That's what I love about you, Christian. Yeah, I love. You know, I've been watching you for about a year now. Yeah. I thank you for everything you guys do and everything you guys say. I love everything. You know, I love Anchor Baby. I love the Hake Report. Kind of sidetrack on the Hake Report. That's the best news. And what I really like about it is he's so dang wishy-washy. Where like. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have an opinion. He's so good.
Not the fake news.
Right. He's so good
where
he doesn't have an opinion. So he'll say something like, so they're saying this about President Trump, but I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Well, maybe. Okay. You know what I mean? That's the hate news.
Information may be false.
Yeah, I love it. And then he reminds me of a squirrel. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're driving, and the squirrel doesn't know what to do. The squirrel's like, should I crash it? And then he finally does something. I love your show. Yeah, I love your show. But I got one more thing. If I can keep going, Jesse.
Really fast, because of time, I won't try to get in as many as possible.
Yes, sir. So I know Bond started back like in the mid-90s?
Yes.
Somewhere around there?
1990.
Okay. I turned 50 a little bit ago. Just recently. Yes, sir. Thank you. And back then, like in the late 90s and early 2000s, I don't know if it just happened or for whatever reason, there was a lot of talk about the Dead Sea Scrolls, about these newly discovered documents that pertain to, you know, to God. And one of the books, if I remember right, because I remember a lady.
Neil, do me a favor. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Because I got to run because of time. I want to get it. Yeah. Call. We're running out of time. Can you call me either tomorrow or whenever you can about this?
Yeah, can I just mention it really quick? It'll take 1 second just to think about it.
Okay.
Or just maybe even as a topic. Uh-uh. So that she kept mentioning the Gospel of Thomas. Have you heard about the Gospel of Thomas?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. People have called in this show about it as well.
Okay, can you comment on that? And I'll hang up, and if you could comment on that, that'd be great. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Lucas out of California. Lucas, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All well, Lucas. Amazing.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I wanted to, I'll just comment about the Lindsey Clancy thing. I wanted to ask you, like, I've noticed that the women, every video of a woman that's like a pro Lindsey, there's another video of a woman that's like, look at my babies. I'm taking care of my babies. Like, and keep in mind, this happened 3 years ago or over 3 years ago. And now, like, I feel like both sides are the same to me. Like, I feel like the women that are like are so against it and getting all crazy about it, and the women that are like, oh no, it's like that. This happened 3.5 years ago, and now all of a sudden, these women are like all, you know. I feel like it's an ego thing.
It is ego, 100% ego. I didn't know. So you're saying that Lindsey killed this man's children 3 years ago?
Yeah, it happened in 2023.
Really?
I believe January. Yeah, 2023.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I've been told January.
Yeah, it's January
2023.
Yeah, it happened a long time ago.
I didn't know that. I thought it was recently.
Yeah, no. And that's why it's so interesting how all this is playing out. And I also noticed that What was I going to say? Shoot. But yeah, that's pretty much the main point I wanted to get out, that it's all fake. Oh, yeah. And yeah, women, like these women, also, not women, just women in general, they will, that like when they read a Bible and it's like they want to make a church, you know? But a man reads a Bible and then they go to work, you know?
That's a good point, man.
Yeah. These women, I feel like they don't realize that emotions, it's like everything is an emotion. Even like you say, Jesse, you say it all the time. Being happy, being sad, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's all a trick. It's all a trick. Yeah.
It's all a trick. It's all evil.
Yeah. So I just want to make, good that you know now. Yeah, it was happening in 2023. Yeah.
I appreciate that. I didn't realize that long ago.
Yeah, and the oldest was like 6 years old, I think. And it was a girl and then two boys. And I think it was 5 months and then through 2022. So like 2 years old, I think. Like five, 6 months and then 2 years. Yeah. But they were boys. The last ones were boys. So maybe that. Maybe she just saw, you know, the dad in their face, and
I don't know, but I do know it's evil.
Yeah, and also, and I know the guys know this. Guys, you see it all the time, you know, of cops or whatever. Guys are on drugs all the time, whatever. They're spun out. They don't kill their kids though.
They might
attack a cop. They might punch a cop. You know, they might, you know, hit an elderly woman, whatever. But they don't kill their kids. And a comedian made a funny joke, is that, like, statistically, like, yes, like, men beat, you know, kill their wives. You know, statistically, that's usually how it goes, instead of women killing the man. But statistically, women kill the kids, like, way higher than men kill the kids.
I know,
but, yeah.
Thank you, Lucas.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it's a mess,
it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, have a good one.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Super. Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on YouTube, Jim in Alaska, 10 gift memberships. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jim. Amazing. Thank you, Jim.
Bob, stay in the light, stay in the light, stay in the light. Whatever I go through around me, it seems to come together naturally. The silent prayer rocks.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Rebuilderdemand.com/silent prayer.
Walking Roscoe, in all the Middle East countries I've been to, I've picked up many seashells in the desert with no ocean for hundreds of miles. Emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Interested.
Yeah.
JV the Great, yes, God is all love, but what happens when his creation is filled with wickedness? What happens when Satan enters everyone and becomes their father? Should God just sit back and let evil and Satan take a stronghold on mankind? If the world was filled with evil back then, why not wipe it out and start over?
No, that's not how God operates. Amazing. Thank you.
JV the Great, don't let AI shape your opinions about the Bible. Also,
I rest my case. I didn't get that from the Bible. Hate it.
From AI.
I mean, from not the Bible, but from AI. Hate it. I agree with you about AI.
I use AI to confirm and inform my opinions.
Amazing. That's insane.
Also, if we're gonna question things, we can also question if God chose to send Jesus or if Jesus came on his own. We know that Jesus was there in Genesis during creation. Let us create them in our image. We also know that as Jesus was on the cross, he told God to forgive us. What if everything Jesus went through was mandated to be done by God in order not to wipe us out again and forgive us?
Thank you. Piffy. Give it piffy. I appreciate it.
The Great White Pope, Vatican III. Oh, by the way, I looked up on the AI about Lucas's point about women killing more.
Right.
It's not way more, at least according to this. They kill, like, the younger children more, and then fathers kill older children a little bit more, but mothers kill their own children a little bit more than fathers do. And we're not counting abortion, of course. And then, because otherwise women would dwarf the men. But then when the stepfathers come in, the men kill more. Because if you're talking about stepfathers as so-called fathers.
Amazing. Thank
you. That
was
the AI, just a little correction.
Amazing.
The Great White Pope, Vatican III, Jesus is returning via intercloud. I don't know what that is.
Me either. I have no idea. But thank you. Making clear. Thank you.
Anthony LL, the flood, 10 plagues of Egypt. Moses told the killed golden calf generation, allowing Jerusalem to be destroyed. Rome destroyed all armies by fire, fervent heat, destroying destroyed for attacking Israel. All metals returned to the earth. Earth already destroyed by fire. So why pick Sodom and Gomorrah as special? Does not make sense. Moses did not need to rev up the people with propaganda. They saw God's power. 1% not sure.
Amazing. I don't understand any of that, but thank you.
Thank you, ALL.
Yeah.
Jenny G. It's all going according to plan. I love you, Jesse and crew, especially the engineer.
Billy.
Nice.
Punchy.tv. Bill. Check out Bill. Thank you.
Lin Yan Shin Create. An original and only correct definition is from out of nothing. That is why nothing is the true word for the creator, not God.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. You gotta have something.
Lin Yan Shin.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
People do not create, they craft, for they are crafty, like the Prince of the Air, Mama's God, and Passion of the Christ. Why, Lord?
Why, Lord? Why? Why, John, Lord? Amazing. Thank you.
Jacques out of Illinois says Lin Yan Shin is Earl reincarnated. His IQ is even lower than the original Earl, and his intellect so vast in replacing wisdom and common sense.
Out of where?
Yeah.
Illinois.
He spelled it Illinois.
Amazing. Thank you.
What's up, Jacques? Sion, gray with the gray shirt, looks handsome, Jesse. Drink some water with Punchy's coffee together. Hey, start taking your turmeric supplements, too. You should, too. Jesse's very good for inflammation. Add black pepper and turmeric together when you ever cook whatever you eat, given eggs. In addition to ginger, garlic, mommy, Africa. Don't patronize.
Don't patronize. Thank you, CR, for looking out for us. I appreciate that.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Over.
That's love.
That's right. Lin Yan Shin, regarding the weekly question, giving sacrifice feels like payment, receiving mercy feels like pity, and triggers shame unless I'm too black or Allahu Akbar.
He's responding to the biblical question.
Yeah, this biblical question.
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Thank you.
Isaiah's call. So the open-ended question this week is about our relationship to the Creator and not the sacrifice versus mercy in general sense. E-Blat.
Who that from?
Lin Yan Shin.
Thank you.
Relation, not relationship. Stuck in New York, the can. Cheers, JLP. Amazing.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you for your support.
Lin Yan Shin, will you forgive me for my 72 IQ and dim sapience?
What does that mean?
We'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Thank you all.
Amazing. We got a lot to go. Thank you, guys.
Wow. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. And tomorrow morning, if the Lord is willing to write, we'll finish those and move on. Michael, first time caller out of Las Vegas. Ross out of New Jersey. Somebody just hung up. I'm out of time. The Hake Report with Big Bump. Now, I'll see you tomorrow. No anchor babies. Thank you all for your support. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us.
During this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.